News and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says tonight's initial waves of strikes on Iran's capital and nuclear sites are very successful.
We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. We struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear weaponization program. We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that Israel will suffer severe consequences. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports on Secretary of State Marco Rubio's statement.
Israel advised us that they believe this action was necessary for its self-defense. President Trump and the administration have taken all necessary steps to protect our forces and remain in close contact with our regional partners.
Retired U.S. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie is former head of U.S. Central Command and a current CBS News contributor. He assesses Iran's status.
They're at the weakest they've been in many, many years. When pressed, the Iranians are willing to negotiate. They did this during the Iran-Iraq War. It's called drinking from the poison chalice in Iranian statecraft. They've done it before. It's possible they'll do it again. I think it all depends on the nature of this attack, how successful it was.
Indian Prime Minister Modi is at a plane crash site in Ahmedabad. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports a Boeing 787 Dreamliner went down just after takeoff with more than 240 people on board.
According to the airline, everyone on board was killed except for one man who somehow escaped. His family is waiting for him in London, among them his cousin, Ajay Balji.
The world is upset about this. Everyone is upset.
The plane crashed into a building housing medical students.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the deployment of more than 5,000 Texas National Guard troops and more than 2,000 state police. Abbott says they'll help manage protests against immigration raids. Kelsey Alonzo was protesting in San Antonio.
It's heartbreaking. I'm at the point where I don't even want to eat because whoever's all my people who are getting picked up, and it's sickening.
Meanwhile, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has just temporarily blocked a federal judge's order that directed President Trump to return control of National Guard troops to the state of California. California and 10 other states are suing the federal government for revoking waivers to create higher emission standards.
Using these waivers, California was planning to ban the sale of new gas-powered vehicles by 2035. But Congress voted to revoke the waivers, and the president signed the resolution just ahead of the suit being filed.
That's CBS's Tracy Wolf, our climate reporter, reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a four-game series at home tonight against the Cardinals. On the mound from Milwaukee making his major league debut is Jacob Mizorowski. 6'7", a fastball that's been clocked at 103 miles per hour, was drafted by the Brewers 3 years ago. Meanwhile, veteran pitcher Aaron Savalle has now reportedly been asked to be traded after the Brewers reassigned him to the bullpen this week. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a two-game to one lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, showers and a few thunderstorms around, and some of the rain could be a bit heavy. An east wind at 20 miles per hour, morning lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible, mostly cloudy skies and highs near 70. It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by the ranking Democrat on the Joint Finance Committee, Senator LaTanya Johnson, to talk about the MAGA regime's denial of reality as federal budget cuts loom.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The Civic Media Radio Network and streaming live on the Civic Media Center. Everybody, live from somewhere in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Somers, on the board back at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. It is Thursday, the 12th. June of 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We're only a day off, Somers. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, but our clock has started fully 34 hours. How are you, early?
Doing well. Todd, you are cutting out a bit right now, so I think...
Am I really? Well, that's only appropriate for today's show, and we're trying to cobble this together. We appreciate everybody.
Yes, the whole internet right now runs on Google servers, and Google servers are taking the day off, it seems, as of about half an hour ago.
Todd, you didn't have to break the internet just to join me on the have me join you on the radio, my friend.
Well, you know, I'm just thankful that you're there to help out today, as Albers and everybody else is trying to get us on the air. But so it goes. We were planning to do the show from beautiful Toronto, but lots of internet connectivity problems around the world, as it seems. So we're trying to make do. I'm maybe a couple of miles away from our beautiful WGBW headquarters in downtown Green Bay. I'm hanging on there every morning, as well as Pete Schwappa's Nightlight. And I understand now that Pete is already setting up emergency provisions in the WGBW studio because it's one of the studios, in addition to Hayward, which actually has its own shower. So in times of national distress, there are crackers, water, and a shower at WGBW. And I'm very excited about that.
Fantastic, Todd. Well, we will have you join us again as you arrive into those studios. But folks, my name is Luke Mathers, sitting here, as Todd noted, with Mr. Aaron Somers, our engineer and producer on the board at the Civic Media headquarters in Madison. We are going to be working with this as Todd arrives in Green Bay. We'll be thrilled to have him rejoin. If you'd like to join us throughout the show, if your phone lines are working, because ours are, as you heard Todd there, you can join us 855-75 524842. As Todd said, the luck is definitely an interesting foreboding ahead of Friday the 13th coming up tomorrow. But we've got an interesting show put together for you. Todd's looking forward to hoping to speak with a couple of members from the Shawano Democratic Party following the story that came out earlier this month with Shawano County being listed by the Trump administration as a sanctuary city, but not the reason I think the administration thought it was a sanctuary city. So Todd going to be joined by a couple of members from the Shawano Democratic Party talking about that coming up later in the show. We will also be joined by photographer and author of a new book. We hope to have David Zurich joining us with The Third Coast, his new book coming out this summer, featuring and highlighting coastline photographs of Wisconsin's excellent shorelines, but Great Lake shorelines across the region. So really looking forward to that conversation between Todd and David Zurich coming up as well. We also have edition of What's Worse for You on Deck coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, and it's going to be a cleaning edition one. So you're going to want to get your takes ready, get the phone lines set for chiming in. What's Worse, and Todd sharing his cleaning edition of the What's Worse today on a Thursday afternoon. But leading up to that, it is the 2 o'clock hour. We are in our second to last day for the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. We are here in the 2 o'clock hour. We are going to give you one of your last chances. There's only today in the 2 o'clock hour, tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, and the four contest hours tomorrow, Friday, June 13th. That means only six opportunities left, including this hour, for you to text in the keywords given to you across the Civic Media Radio Network to be able to enter into one of the two hourly prizes, those contest hours, and enter in to be a grand prize finalist in the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Mr. Zommers, can we fire off that? I think it's about that time. And it's 2 bare feet on the dashboard. Todd's got some good taste when it comes to selecting out those songs to indicate our statewide. He has a hard time remembering that part, Aaron, but
I always remember. We're good.
I was just saying, tag team group for effort for that one. But to this hour, today's 2 o'clock contest hour word for your chance to enter in for a $100 cash prize. The contest word is Woods. W-O-O-D-S. It is plural. You want to make sure that you are entering it correctly. Download, if you haven't already, the Civic Media app. Text in Woods, W-O-O-D-S, between now and 2:59 p.m. You have your chance to enter in to win $100 cash and qualify for one of the two grand prize winners. Thank you, Mr. Zommers. And to the beautiful, lovely areas of Door County and Baraboo in the Wisconsin Dells, Driftless region. So you want to enter out to find out all of the details for those grand prizes. You can also head over to the Civic Media website and check out all of the excellent details for the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Again, the 2 o'clock hours word between now and the end of this hour, Woods, W-O-O-D-S.
Over the river and through the woods.
There you go, Mr. Zommers. That is an excellent one. Not to grandma's house, not to a Brewers game, not anything like that, but to $100 cash.
Or to a couple of vacations, if you're lucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you are one of the two grand prize winners, that is an excellent case right there. We probably have several different winners that would have to drive through the woods, depending on where they are in Wisconsin, to be able to get to Door County or Baraboo. I think you'd have a hard time not driving through the woods. So that is the contest hours word for the Scani Summer statewide text win contest. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. You have until the end of the hour. And not the prize this hour, but we do have some Brewers news as well. We've got some excellent reporting from Civic Media's Mike Clemens following this story. And the Brewers hosting the Cardinals this evening, one of the longest homestands of the season underway right now. Unfortunately, fell to the Braves yesterday afternoon, 6-2, kicking off that series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals, hosting the Cardinals, and you can listen to that fine game across several Civic Media radio stations throughout the network. That is over the terrestrial signals for the stations in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Oshkosh, Hayward, and Park Falls. You can learn more about the Brewers coverage at civicmedia.us as well. But we've got some Brewers news. We've got a couple of other headlines that we're going to be getting to. There's some news being made within this last hour of a sitting U.S. senator being arrested, or at least handcuffed. And we're going to be talking with Todd about that coming up as well. So much going on this Thursday afternoon. You are listening to the Todd Alba Show. I am not Todd Alba. I am Luke Mathers, sitting in for Todd as he is traversing State Highway 29. We're going to get to our WGBW studios in Green Bay, Wisconsin, so that he can join us. Again, we were experiencing outages across the country. So if you are experiencing issues as well, we're glad that you're tuning into the radio, because good old-fashioned radio signals, those are working right now. And I can see those texts coming in. We got Brian and Madison, Mark and Jefferson. You got now until the end of this hour. The keyword is Woods, W-O-O-D-S, for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. And again, the hourly prize right now, $100 cash, and it enters you into our grand prize drawing for two trips, one to the Wisconsin Dells area and one to lovely, lovely Door County. If you want to join the show, join me, join Todd. Todd's going to be here with us shortly. It's 855-752-4842. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac joining us on the phone lines. Mark, what's going on this Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, with Trump's upcoming victory parade, and let's face it, Donald Trump is doing it for his own honor rather than honoring the troops. He wanted to honor the troops. He'd actually be providing for them the medical care that they need, when they are injured and while they're in the service. But when a Roman general was getting a triumph, you know, we've all seen in the popular media, it was, you know, remember thou art mortal. And I guess exactly what they said was memento mori, which is literally translated, remember you must die. And I'm not saying that as a threat to Donald Trump, but perhaps since he sees himself as a imperial president and having his triumph, that maybe that little tradition should be recognized as well, because the man is nothing but he's going to revel in this, and his sycophants will be surrounding him and telling him how wonderful he is. And in light of, you know, what we've been hearing from Los Angeles, apparently the people they're detaining in Los Angeles are being shuffled down to basements and not given adequate food or probably sanitary facilities, food, water, or sanitary facilities or places to actually sleep. And it is just it's horrific hearing that. But, you know, Donald Trump is our little Roman general and imperator, and perhaps that little reminder should be given to the man.
Appreciate the phone call, Mark. You can be like Mark. 855-752-4842. You can also join the show via the Civic Media app. You can call or text. You have the rest of this hour to text in the keyword for the statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. And Mark, it's going to be an interesting weekend as well. Whereas, as Todd jokes, Friday the 13th coming up right around the corner, we're seeing these outages I don't know. We had a plane fall out of the sky earlier today in India. There's a lot of different things going on. We are going to keep an eye on it. We're really, really appreciative of you joining us here on the Civic Media airwaves. Again, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba, who will be joining us momentarily from our WGBW studios. But there is a lot going on. If you are interested in learning about some of the protests that are occurring either in your community, around the state of Wisconsin, around the nation, you can head over to nokings.org. That's nokings.org. There's going to be not only the great parade that Todd had a chance to speak with the folks from downtown Baraboo for the Big Top Parade, but there's going to be a parade as well this weekend in Washington, D.C. There's going to be protests. It's going to be something that we will be keeping an eye on. Appreciate your phone call, Mark. 855-752-4842 if you'd like to chime in, join the Todd Alba Show on this Thursday afternoon. Again, my name's Luke Mathers. You've got just about 40 minutes left. When we return, we're going to dive into a couple more of the headlines, see where we're at with Todd, and be excited to be joining you all on the airwaves this Thursday afternoon. Stay with us. You're listening to The Todd Alva Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba, who will be joining us shortly from our WGBW studios in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you'd like to join the show, you can call or text 855-752-4842. If you're just joining us, you have until the end of this hour to enter in for your chance to win $100 cash in Civic Media's statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. The word for this 2 o'clock hour on this Thursday, June 12th afternoon is Woods, WOODS. Again, I'm Luke Mathers filling in for Todd, having some issues with the entire internet around the country having some problems. So if you're experiencing those issues, you're with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Some folks, they get to pack up the laptop. If all of a sudden, you know, Google goes down, Microsoft Office goes down. Todd had to traverse Highway 29, and he's going to be joining us shortly. And we're looking forward to having Todd be able to retake the helm, wrangle in the tangents that I provide here on the airwaves, and he'll be with us shortly. We've got some breaking news this Thursday afternoon. A statement has now been issued from California U.S. Senator Alex Padilla on the forcible removal from a DHS press conference in Los Angeles this afternoon, taking place earlier today. This is the statement from the senator from the state of California's office. Today, the office of U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, Democrat from California, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Immigration Subcommittee released the following statement after Padilla was forcibly removed from Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem's press conference while performing congressional oversight in Los Angeles. Senator Padilla is currently in Los Angeles exercising his duty to perform congressional oversight of the federal government's operation in Los Angeles and across California. He was in the federal building to receive a briefing with General Giet and was listening to Secretary Noem's press conference. He tried to ask the secretary a question and was forcibly removed by federal agents, forced to the ground, and handcuffed. He is not currently detained, and we are working to get additional information. That is what we know officially right now from the office of California's U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, who was handcuffed, the video circulating on the internet, if you are able to access the internet. Several social media platforms still up, saw a number of them down. It is an interesting Thursday, to say the least, here across the state of Wisconsin and the nation. But this is a developing story that a U.S. senator was removed out in the video. You can see it for yourself. Was removed from the press conference and taken to the ground by federal agents. And this is an unfortunately seemingly escalation, a continued escalation of the events going on in Los Angeles. It is something that we will keep an eye on here. It is breaking news. You're going to want to stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network throughout the afternoon. We will keep you posted with updates as we have them. And folks, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Todd Alba on this Thursday afternoon as he prepares to join us via the Green Bay studios. If you want to join us via the phone lines, call or text 855-752-4842. We've got Greg in Waukesha joining us on the phones. Greg, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Hey, Luke, I actually am one of the privileged ones, I guess, who has the internet today, so I'm able to hear you quite clearly, so that's awesome, and love you on air, man. But first of all, I just wanted to say I heard some Mike Clemens say that Aaron Civale wants to be traded. What a crybaby. We don't need him. Go away, Aaron. You know.
Come on. He's been beneficial to the team, though, Greg. Like, he had a productive. We traded for him last year, just less than a season ago.
He's still a crybaby. He's always been a crybaby.
I would say you are stepping a little bit, though, on the news as well, coming out of the Brewers, that the hot hand coming out of AAA baseball is going to be joining the show. Not this show, but the show, as they like to refer to the MLB. Alex, I don't want to butcher his last name, but I believe it's Mizorowski.
Mizorowski.
Yep. He's joining the Brewers and making room for that change is why Savale has to go to the bullpen for and out of the starting rotation.
But anyway, I just wanted to say about Trump too. I actually wanted to ask a question. So Trump's been criticizing Gavin Newsom. First of all, What a coward, you know. I know I'm making a lot of like bold claims here, but Trump, our President Trump has been criticizing Gavin Newsom. Does Trump have any recourse to remove someone like that? How far does the system of checks and balances go, I guess, is my question. Like, if there's someone, California is its own state government, but what can happen to Gavin Newsom if Trump so feels led on a bad hair day, so to speak, to just, you know, just totally obliterate him? Like, can anything happen to him on a federal level censure or anything else? I just think this whole thing that Trump's doing is ridiculous. But anyway, that's all I had to say, Luke.
Appreciate the phone call, Greg, and appreciate the question. I honestly don't have an answer for that question because I think it goes as far as to say the state of our politics right now is that now we have to ask those questions, because it's not since the Civil War had we had issues of federal officials versus state officials, states choosing to whether or not to leave the union. And I don't know the recourse. And I don't know what's going to happen, Greg. But we're going to definitely keep an eye on it. We're going to be paying attention. Appreciate your phone call. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba on this Thursday afternoon. When we return, hopefully, Todd Alba from the WGBW studios here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
CBS News special report. Israel has attacked Iran in strikes targeting the country's nuclear program. Israeli military spokesman Effie Defren said they had no choice against a, quote, imminent and existential threat.
The state of Israel has the right and the obligation to operate in order to protect its people and will continue to do so.
Iran says the U.S. is, quote, responsible for consequences of the strikes, which correspondent Weijia Jiang reports the Trump administration is trying to ward off.
They want to make clear the U.S. was not involved in this, and they have a stark warning for Iran not to target any U.S. forces or facilities.
National security analyst Joe Cirincione.
You could see a shutdown of all tanker traffic through the Persian Gulf, through which a very healthy percentage of the global oil supplies flow, in which case you were then going to see a global stock market crash.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a four-game series at home tonight against the Cardinals. On the mound from Milwaukee making his major league debut is Jacob Mizorowski. 6'7", a fastball that's been clocked at 103 miles per hour, was drafted by the Brewers 3 years ago. Meanwhile, veteran pitcher Aaron Savalle has now reportedly been asked to be traded after the Brewers reassigned him to the bullpen this week. NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a two-game to one lead. Tyrese Halliburton says Brad Weber, his coach from Oshkosh North High, was at the game.
It's important for me at a time like this to talk to people whose opinions I respect. Coach Weber is one of those, you know, being my high school coach. Coach Prohm is in the back there, my college coach. You know, I've had many conversations with those guys. You know, these games can get crazy, and, you know, I think what I've learned from those guys as my coaches and Coach Carlisle, that people follow the leader.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. David Lynch was prepping a Netflix series before he passed away earlier this year at the age of 78. According to IndieWire, he had assembled a cast of his favorites, including Naomi Watts, Kyle MacLachlan, and Laura Dern, for a show he was prepping called Unrecorded Night. Lynch's daughter Jennifer, also a filmmaker, says there was a finished script that might now be released as a book, adding that she and her siblings would not try to make one of his ideas themselves. Sources say the show was set in Los Angeles in Old Hollywood. Would have been nice to see what he did with that. Actor Harris Yulin has passed away at the age of 87. Yulin's credits include films like Ghostbusters, Scarface, and Clear and Present Danger. But recently, he was probably most recognizable for his role as Buddy in Ozark, the old tough guy who lived with the Bird family. Yulin was nominated for an Emmy Award for his guest appearance on the show Frasier. He was an old school actor who had passion for the craft and was a solid addition to any cast he joined. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight showers and a few thunderstorms around, and some of the rain could be a bit heavy. An east wind at 20 miles per hour, morning lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible, mostly cloudy skies and highs near 70. It's 57 at our studios.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurnow, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On the Civic Media Radio Network, pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And here we've, it's led us to downtown Green Bay. That's where it's led us. Welcome back, everyone. 33 minutes, back at 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, the 12th of June, 2025. The word of the hour, woods. Great Sondheim musical, Into the Woods. Which is where I'd like to be right now. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Woods is the key word of the hour. Text it right now. Up for grabs, $100. And that will get me started after this show at the nearest pub in beautiful downtown Green Bay. Welcome back, everyone. Zomer is on the board back down in Madison. Luke Mathers, Lukester, is helping out as well. We appreciate that. And the star of the hour, the Superman of the show, Todd Michaels, who flew in from Oshkosh, the general manager here at WGBW in Oshkosh, to get me on the air, because otherwise I could not have done it myself. I think, guys, this finally proves my old adage, I'm an analog guy living in a digital world.
That was proven long ago.
Yeah, I think today confirms it, though, Todd. You're sounding great. You sound fantastic.
Well, because Todd Michaels set it up.
It's, yeah.
You know, he's a magician. He gets it done up here. So we appreciate everybody helping us get on the air. And, again, apologies to everybody. It's just one of those days. A lot of things beyond our control in terms of Google stuff going down. And,
hey,
and
there is something. You thought I unplugged something on you. You thought it was just me playing a cruel, cruel prank on you.
No, I did not. I did not.
I could hear in your voice when you first asked. I could hear it.
All right, well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Lukester. I appreciate it, Zomers, everybody else behind the scenes that's getting us on the air. And in particular, as we said, Todd Michaels, we will carry on here live from our beautiful studios at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you're looking for us on the StreamYard on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, the like, we are not there right now because of the technical difficulties across the country right now. But as Luke said earlier, thank goodness for good old terrestrial radio. I think is the app down too, guys? Because I was trying to get it on the app earlier and I couldn't get it coming in.
It might be for some folks. But we're getting a lot of different texts coming in for listeners across the state of Wisconsin. Joel, and listening on WXCO, just texted through the app the keyword woods for the hour.
All right.
Side, I believe. We got listeners around the state texting in off the app.
All right, some people including the app. That's
Tony
fantastic.
Zimmerman, who texts in, this is ridiculous. If I can't see the show, how do I know this isn't AI, Todd?
Believe me, you'll know. All right, guys, thank you very, very much. Let's kind of carry on with what we had planned here, and we thank our next guest for being so kind and flexible in this kind of crazy day here. Shirley Hines joins us from where I was just at 45 minutes ago, the beautiful city of Shawano, Wisconsin. If you're not familiar, Shawano is about a half an hour, if you drive quick, to the west of Green Bay here, northwest. Shirley is the the treasurer of the Shawano County Democratic Party and a former candidate for state assembly on the Democratic ticket. Joining us via phone now, Shirley, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I have a correction already. I'm secretary of the Shawano-Menominee County Democratic Party here. Yeah.
Shawano-Menominee County.
I'll take the glory. I'll
secretary. All right. It's been one of those days, Shirley. I deeply apologize, but thank you for the correction. I appreciate you coming on because we're going to get into this in a minute, what it's like being a Democrat living in a predominantly or at least a well-known red county in Wisconsin. But before we do that, Shirley, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and how you came to be involved in the Democratic Party.
Okay, I was born and raised in Wausau, Wisconsin. Lived in Rapids. Dad climbed the career ladder, wound up in Milwaukee. Then, of course, like most people, you get married, have children, lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. My adult children, boys, are still there. Husband passed away. I moved to the U.S. Virgin Islands. I had been down there for a number of years, came back to the state of Wisconsin and wondered what happened to the United States.
Yeah, I've heard that story before. People that went away for a while and came back and said, wow, what's going on? So what was your first role in Democratic politics?
Well, my dad had been a Democrat. And believe it or not, my great-grandfather also was in the state assembly back in the early 1900s. But when I came back from the VI to take care of my dad who had dementia, I did not grow up in Seattle. My grandparents were here, my folks, my mother, mother's family, grandma, grandpa, whatever. But anyway, I befriended some people here. And, like I said, too, I was very, mom was a staunch Republican and dad the Democrat. So you know what I grew up with. But anyway, I had noticed such a shift in the demeanor of people here in our state of Wisconsin and in this community. I just gravitated towards, the Democratic Party here and stayed with it and grateful for it ever since. So, and then as time went on, they were looking for candidates for office and I was approached and I said, okay, let's go for it. And so I did. I ran for the assembly. I did not win, of course. Living in a totally red community like what Seanel is, I can tell you what the Republican Party is here today is not what I would say I grew up with in the past.
No, I could agree with you more. I mean, I was a longtime Republican in Southwest Wisconsin. I left the party in 2011 after running twice, Shirley. I was crazy enough to run for assembly twice, did not make it out of the primary either time because, they thought I was too moderate. And so I left the party in 2011. So I know what it's like to go through that. But I totally agree with you as a former Republican that, today's, this isn't going to mean a lot to people outside of Seanel County, but there was a guy, Randy Wright, who's neighbors next door to my parents, who ran for sheriff. I helped run his race. Very different kind of Republican, 15 years ago than the MAGA folks today.
I know Randy. He lives out there where my mother used to live, too, at one time. Yeah. You're right. And even, I don't know how this shift had happened. I had asked people, was life here in the upper 48 so bad? Like I said, living down in the Virgin Islands, I could not vote in the presidential election. You're a U.S. territory, non-based, what have you. But coming back here to see all of this kind of anger or this victimhood or what have you going on, where people have been turned around to believe that somehow or another they've all been so shortchanged. Let's fast forward. I've been here 14 years, and if anybody's being shortchanged today, it's Republicans being shortchanged by Republicans in this district.
I should mention Randy Wright, former longtime Republican sheriff of Seanel County, who was actually primaried himself. That's how he kind of got taken out by someone who is much more extreme and to the right of him. But let's talk a little bit about what's it like as a Democrat who is living in Seanel, Wisconsin. And again, I don't want to, paint an inaccurate picture. There's a lot of Democrats, particularly in the city of Seanel, but Seanel's a fairly large county, lots of rural areas, and those places tend to be very, very red in terms of their voting.
I think, I have never, when I ran for my seat, I had gone to all of the outlying communities, like their town hall, their township meetings and things, to get to meet leadership you know, see what was going on in their communities, where their needs were, because I felt as a, you know, should I have been elected official, my idea was to be the voice of the people, the community, to take that to Madison. So I never encountered any real negative feedback, you know, name calling or what have you, from any Republicans. But of course, you know, I would say that because of a lack of being so rural, like you just brought up, being so rural, the lack of internet and other resources for people to use other than local TV. And I'm going to be specific, like with Fox News, you know, folks have been listening to so much of that, that, you know, without having the opportunity to compare it to something else. And let's face it, generationally, you know, this county has always been more of a Republican stronghold. You know, you're trying to convince people, you know, of an alternative way of doing things when they're so, their feet are so firmly planted because of only one resource for information. So, you know, yes, it's a hill to climb. I don't believe that it can't be overcome. You know, we have to start working, you know, more together. And to be honest with you, I feel that in some cases, there's a lot of regrets happening here.
Let's pick up on that for a second. We're talking with Shirley Hines. She is the secretary of the Shawnee-Menominee County Democratic Party here, just west of the Green Bay area. Glad to have her along visiting via the telephone right now. And Shirley, let's talk a minute about that here for a couple of minutes in terms of progress being made. Do you think that the new maps that were put in place this last time around due to the new Supreme Court rulings, has that had an effect? Do you see progress being made there? Of course, Dr. Kristen Lierley was the Democratic candidate for Congress this last time around. I know she made a lot of inroads. She came up a little short, but I think she did better than some previous Democratic candidates recently.
Well, you know, I guess I could say a couple little different things here because, you know, we don't, to be frank with you, you know, yes, I know Dr. Lierley very well. And as I want to remind everybody that no seats were left unchallenged during the last election and up here in northern Wisconsin, it was all women running with the exception of Bill Swatella. And yes, you know, the maps had changed. Bill would have been the representative in the past in this district. He had run before too. So of course it has making a change. It has made a change. However, being rural again, we have to look at, you know, reaching out more to the rural population instead of just focusing a lot of funds and attention on metropolitan areas. So, you know, it's kind of been a little bit of a gripe of mine. You know, Biden had put together his infrastructure plan, so we are getting more internet out into the rural community. So I hope that that will help. And the other thing is you have to be a face with the with folks.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I grew up in southwest Wisconsin, town of 5,000 people. My grandparents are dairy farmers, so I get that. I mean, you look at a guy like former state senator Rob Coles, who now is retired. You know, he was a real advocate for broadband into rural areas. And some of the Republicans in the state legislature, not so much so anymore. Let me ask you this. Are you going to the state Democratic Party Wisconsin Dells this weekend?
Absolutely.
So at the convention down there at the Dells, so what are you looking for? There's a big race to replace Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Do you feel comfortable? Do you want to tell us who you're voting for and why?
Well, I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I do.
Well, you don't have to. You can keep it secret. I was just curious because I think that the next person that's going to be the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin needs to do exactly what you said, because I think Wickler was really good at it, getting out into the areas outside of Madison and Milwaukee, into places like Green Bay and Shawnee and Richland Center and Amory and Hayward, and talking to people.
Well, you know, okay. I met Ben personally on more than one occasion. He was actually at my house. My home was
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Shirley. We got to do a little business here. We got to take a break. Come back, talk more with Shirley Hines. She is the Shawnee-Menominee County Democratic Party Secretary. And give me the word of the hour for $100. Come on back. We're live in Green Bay after this.
Woods. The word is woods.
Read. reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you live from downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, the home studios of WGBW. That's 97.9 on the FM dial and 1590 AM locally. And when the internet's working, you can find us on the Civic Media app as well here on Green Bay, WGBW. Great station. Going to be broadcasting from here tomorrow. And some of the personalities locally, you're not going to want to miss that. Right now, your chance to win $100 in our summertime text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app if it's available right now. We hear that at least part of the people are able to do that. Go to the first 11 stations, one thereof, and open it up, lower right-hand corner. It says text. Text the word woods, plural, W-O-O-D-S, woods. The word is woods, W-O-O-D-S. Text it right now. Somebody at the top of the hour is going to win $100, and everybody will be eligible to win one of two fabulous grand prizes, either a trip to the Baraboo Dells area or Dane County, pardon me, Door County. Wouldn't that be something? Dane County is great, too. But no, it's Door County. And we give you gas cards as well. If you want to find out the exact location, see all kinds of great details, go to civicmedia.us. Right now, we're talking via phone with Shirley Hines. She is the secretary of the Shawnee Menominee County Democratic Party. Shirley, just want to finish up the thought here. What it's like giving people a flavor of being a Democrat in leadership in your county in what's known as a predominantly red county. I want you, and we were starting talking about the convention a little bit, not asking you to disclose anything you don't want, but I guess, let me put it this way. As a delegate going to the Democratic Wisconsin Convention, the Dells this weekend, what are you looking for as a delegate? What do you want to hear from the people running for chair?
Okay, number one, and I push this even as a candidate, we need more funding and Democrat presence above Highway 29. All of mm-hmm. the, so much has been focused into metropolitan areas that I do believe the reason why the Republican stronghold has remained as such here in this area, in this, you know, north of Highway 29, is because of the lack of seeing different representatives going to these communities. And making, you know, showing their face to people. So, you know, like if you take a look at several of the counties, combine all of us together, we probably equal the population of Madison or, you know, Cottage Grove or whatever. And we're not getting that help up north.
And I'm old enough, Shirley, to remember there was a day when Democrats ruled northern Wisconsin. Roger Bresky, Bob Jauch, Dave Obie, just to name a few.
Obie. Mm-hmm. But again, everything has changed so much, like, you know, with how people get their news, you know, even myself as a candidate had mm-hmm. to actually have somebody as a computer geek working on a laptop and doing different things. You also have an aging population here above Highway 29, and it isn't as progressive as the bigger cities. So even mm-hmm. though we may be getting internet and other forms of social media or media out there, that doesn't mean everybody knows how to use it. And that's why I felt when I was a candidate, I got out and I talked to the folks and we talked about some of these things and how, you know, in some of these areas that felt left out. So when I go to convention, they're going to be looking across that because I've been there before. I'm going to continue to hammer this home. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we are a party. We don't need per se highways splitting us where attention is focused and just so heavily in such one area.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. The time always goes too fast. Shirley, is there something I have not asked you yet that you would like to share with a statewide audience in terms of what people should know about Shawnee County, the community, and also politically, if you want?
Well, we're a wonderful county. Our party is what we're advocating for right now. There is a lot of misinformation happening and everything. So what we're advocating, you can always reach out to the Shawnee Menominee County Democratic Party. You know, we are having listening sessions that you can check our Facebook page. Our schedule and everything is on there. We invite the public to join us so we can think tank together. And if you need to get something off your chest, you absolutely are able to do that. It's all about unity now. We as a country have to come together, and the only way we're going to be able to do that is, you know, open the doors wide for, as far as the Democrats are concerned, and tell people to come and join us. And I've spoken to some Republicans, and I can tell you, especially among the older ones, they're looking for that also.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I hear that as I travel around the state as well, Shirley. Shirley, I can't thank you enough for being so flexible in kind of this crazy technical difficulty day and coming on. We really appreciate your perspective. And when things are working right, we'll have you on again.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. And I wrote down the word, so I won't say that.
Woods. Texting the word woods. Thanks, Shirley. Have a great day. Shirley Hines, the Shawnee Menominee County Democratic Party Secretary. Appreciate her. And also really interesting that it's a combined party with the Menominee Reservation as well, Menominee County, because as Robert Pilot reminds us on Native Roots Radio, that human issues are native issues, and native issues are human issues, as Robert says. And it's so cool and so important to include the native folks of this state in our politics as well. Woods, W-O-O-D-S is the word to text. Do it right now via the Civic Media app. We're going to give away $100 in 1 minute. 1 minute. You have to text in right now. Woods, W-O-O-D-S. The computer will draw, assuming that computer's working, at the top of the hour for the $100 prize. And then we're going to come back in hour two, a little what's worse for you, a cleaning edition. That should be fun. And we'll talk with David Zurich at the bottom of the hour two. He has a great new book on photography of the coasts of the Great Lakes. I can almost see it from the studios here in downtown Green Bay, WGBW. Fantastic station. Fantastic station manager Todd Michaels. We appreciate him. Come on back. It's hour two on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's National Security Council will meet in the Situation Room at 11 Eastern Time to consider Israel's attacks on Iran's capital and nuclear sites. Israeli military spokesman Effie Defren says the threat of Iran building nuclear bombs is imminent.
This morning, the IDF began preemptive and precise strikes targeting the Iranian nuclear program in order to prevent the Iranian regime's ability to build a nuclear bomb in the immediate time frame.
Black smoke could be seen rising into the air from Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility, but CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland tells us it's going to take repeated attacks.
This is going to be an air campaign as opposed to air strikes. What I mean by an air campaign is a couple of days where you conduct attacks, you do battle damage assessment in the aftermath, and then reconfigure subsequent attacks based on how well you've done initially.